It's Silver Crimson Group, Lisa and Pizza at the High Log speaking.
Oh, hi, Laura. It's Louise Johnson speaking. I'm calling in relation to a job advertisement of yours for the community engagement assistant in the library.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have
a
few minutes to chat?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, great. You've given quite a bit of detail. It sounds so exciting. You've given a lot of details in the ad. But I just had a couple of questions. It looks like you want somebody to start straight away. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why it's only 3 months. Is this a replacement
position? I'm not too sure why it's only 3 months, because Hannah is the main... So this is Laura you're speaking to. Hannah's the main recruiter. She's currently on the phone at the moment, so I can just double check with her. There's any room for extension.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was a possibility. Not that I wouldn't apply anyway, but yeah, I'm just curious as to whether there is a possibility that it would be extended.
Yeah, okay. Are you working currently?
Just doing relief.
Oh, okay. So you want a bit more stability, a bit longer.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fair enough.
But the job sounds so exciting anyway, so even doing it for 3 months would be great. So I don't know how many of these questions you'll be able to answer then. Do you know if there's specific days or hours that it covers? Because it says it's 27 and a half a week.
I'm just having a look on here. I'm just trying to see... I'm just having a look on here.
Yeah.
So they've just said temporary part-time, 27 hours a week. Doesn't actually specify. Oh, here, I suppose. So up to now, it's Thursday. It's really random time. So it's
okay.
So it's Thursday, 11:45 to like 7:15. And then it'll be a Friday, 3 till 7:15. Saturday, 9:30 till 3:30. Sunday, 12:45 till 4:15. And then a Wednesday, again, 11:45 till 7:15. So that's 27.25 hours altogether.
Right. Okay. So
basically,
so
Wednesday,
Sunday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So the Sunday was 12:45.
45.
So, yeah. To
4.
4:15.
4:15. Yeah, they are very random hours, aren't they?
Yeah. I've just looked at what they've sent us. So obviously Monday, Tuesday off. Wednesday 7 hours. So it's like lunchtime till 7. Thursday lunchtime till 7. Friday is like a four and a half hours, short shift in the afternoon. Saturday is morning, so 3:30. And then, Sunday is 3.5 hours. But obviously, Sunday is, obviously with casual, it's time and a half. So, they are really random hours, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well,
that's okay. I guess you've got plenty of free time the rest of the week, hey?
Yeah. I suppose that there's three late nights there. So the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be a 7:15 finish. Would them hours suit you?
I could certainly work with that, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They are very random, but for the right position, I don't think it matters.
Yeah. And where are you at the moment?
Sorry?
Where are you working at the moment? Sorry.
Oh, in a school.
Oh, okay. Are you a teaching assistant or admin?
No, not at all. Looking for something, as you said, more part-time, but definitely longer, not relief So, but this, this opportunity with the history and the library just sounds like me. So I was very excited. Yeah. The other question that I had is, do you know why it says that you need a driver's license?
I actually don't. Let me just put you on hold because I'm sorry. Okay. I'm like, I'm working with Hannah on it, but I know that she spoke with them a little bit more than me.
Yeah, okay.
She's just come off the phone, so I'm just going to pop you on hold, and I'll ask while you're on the phone, so then I can give you a straight answer.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sorry. I was just talking to Hannah, and because it's local government, I generally think they always seem to add the police clearance and the driver's license as like a standard practice anyway.
Yeah. it doesn't make any mention of having to pick up the mail or drive to other libraries or anything, so that was a bit puzzling. I do think that that's just a standard.
Yeah, because obviously a lot of job descriptions when you deal with local government, they kind of have the same thing. So obviously you have to make sure that you're a permanent resident or you've got your visas intact or you've got a national police clearance. It's just kind of like a background check sort of thing. But Hannah is said, because not everybody drives. So
And as I said, it doesn't make mention of any duties that would require you to drive, so I was a bit puzzled as to why that would be in there. But sometimes I have seen things where you're responsible for going and picking up the mail or doing something, so you need to be able to take a vehicle.
Well, what she said she's going to do is Hannah's just reaching out to them to just kind of clarify if that is why that is on there.
Because
like you say, the job description we've been given isn't it might be because you'd be assisting with opening, closing and security of the library. Maybe it's because you're doing a 7:15 close. It's more to make sure that you get home
that could be And Sundays, there's not much public transport, so... That could be the case. They don't want someone who's not reliable.
The same thing, waiting to, going to be an hour late on a Sunday because there's no traffic and there's something going on. That's probably why they've added that, just because it makes their life easier if someone can drive. But Hannah is reaching out to them now to just clarify that a little bit more with us. We're both doing, I'm working with Hannah because she has had 60 applicants for this role already. So I'm helping her because we're trying to do as many interviews as we can. to try and go through. So if you are interested, I would say to apply, and we can try and get you in for a team like as soon as you can. Or even if it's a team, so at least we've got you in and we can have a chat with you both.
That would be really good. It hasn't been up for very long and you've already got 60 applications.
Sure. So, yeah, she just needs a bit of a help going through it. So that's why I was a bit like, oh, I don't know that.
Okay. You're learning a lot yourself as you go.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll ask. Yes, I'm just helping her out with it because, it's been a bit of a busy role that everyone's applied for. Yeah. So, if you are
especially if you want someone to start pretty quickly, then, you can't really be putting interviews off for a few weeks. Pounce on it.
Awesome.
All right. So I will get on to this today, it sounds like. Would be a good plan.
Yeah, perfect. And what was your name again, sorry, just so I can look out for it?
Louise Johnson.
Louise Johnson. Beautiful. Oh, sorry. Hannah's just spoke to the City of Belmont while I was on the phone with you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So, So the reason is basically the reason I gave you earlier, because they've got staggered hours and it's weekend work. They're just thinking it's easier for someone if they can drive, then they're not relying on public transport on a weekend or a late night. I thought it would be that because the hours are so all over the place.
Yeah, that makes complete sense because there's nothing in the duties that would require it.
It's nothing to do with the job description. It's more just practical.
For your reliability. Makes sense.
Easy. Awesome. All right.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Speak to you soon.
I hope so. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Bye.
See you then. Bye. Bye.